The ballot proposition on whether to hold a state constitutional convention was soundly defeated in the election on Tuesday, but a second question of whether to strip pensions from convicted lawmakers was approved. More from our Capitol correspondent, Kara DeWitt.
New Yorkers passed on a once-in-two-decades chance to hold a constitutional convention, voting in overwhelming numbers against it. Opponents, led by the state's labor union, successfully argued that the Constitution already contains a number of rights, including several labor protections, and that it might be dangerous to reopen the entire document at a convention that they said could be hijacked by special interests. Unions claimed credit for the outcome, the AFL-CIO calling it a tremendous victory for organized labor, and the state's teachers union saying in a statement that its members helped prevent what would have been a taxpayer-funded boondoggle. A second proposition, which allows a judge to strip the pensions from public officials convicted of felonies in the future, was approved by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.